Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night.
That's Mr. Van Morrison bringing us back. Moon Dance. That's one of. That's not just one of his best. That's one of the best ever. Moon Dance. If we get a chance to. Get that music, Van Morrison, the crazy Irishman. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeff Sabar is our guest, our good friend. He is the Chief Home Officer, award-winning journalist, author of Safe at Home, author of Home Office Know-How is two of his many books, and ChiefHomeOfficer.com, I think I said that. Jeff, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Always good to be here.
Do you ever get the idea that all the tech stuff that's coming out now, I mean, there's been such a resurgence in technology in the last handful of years, largely because of social media, but even more largely, if that's such a term, because of apps, mobile
right.
apps.
Right.
And sometimes small businesses are we just read about all this new stuff and everything, and sometimes it makes us wonder, you know, how far behind am I getting?
You know, it's easy to wonder that and easy to worry about that, and really to give yourself some you know, concern that, okay, am I falling behind? Should I be doing this? Should I be on this social media? Should I be using this device? It comes out so fast and so furious that it's quite often a fear factor. Mm-hmm. And we can very easily get caught up in it. Okay, so I've been on a PC for years. Should I go Mac? You know, I know that you use a laptop, and you've always, you know, for many years have used a laptop. And then you get me to thinking, okay, should I have a laptop and a docking station and get rid of my standard PC? You know, what about a tablet? All these tablets are all the rage from all the different companies to the iPad itself. Mm-hmm. You know, should I be using it? Should I be out in the marketplace? What about a smartphone? I interviewed a guy a couple weeks ago. He uses a clamshell analog phone, and he will never change. He really has no need to. But you know, I doubt this question.
If he's in business, I disagree with him.
Well, he has another story for another day.
Yeah,
but that'll be our next.
Now if he's a drug lord, he's throwing the one. He's throwing his phone away every day. That's different, Jeff.
I know exactly.
You run with that crowd down there in South Florida.
He needs his burn phone. But the point is, you know, how much sweat and how much mental sweat do we put into having the latest, greatest, best?
That's what bothers me. Mm-hmm. What worries me about for small businesses is that they hear about all these new apps and they wonder, you know, I'm selling toilet paper and shampoo or whatever I'm selling, and these other people are making millions off of apps. Why should I be? You know, what's wrong with that picture? But the thing is to me is you've got to find what works for you. And then push the envelope at least a little bit. Now, one of the things that I've been harping on with small business owners for a long time now, for 4 or 5 years, is I've been telling them, if you don't have a smartphone, you don't know what your customers' expectations are.
Right.
Because as I say in the book, Jeff, as you know, mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it's going to dominate your future.
Absolutely.
And so I'm proud to say that I think I've had an impact on my audience, because 74%, how much is it? Let's see, 77%, 77%. We polled them this week. How much do you depend on your phone for tasks other than calling, texting, and email, meaning app type things?
Mm-hmm.
And 77% said that they relied on a smartphone for more than that. 24% said they were totally dependent. 53% said somewhat. Only 15% of my audience said, I do not have a smartphone.
Interesting.
How about that?
Now what if my guy took your survey?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to take some of the credit for this, but here's another reason. It's cheaper now. It's as cheap to make a smartphone today as it is to make a dumb phone.
Right. Right.
And so more and more people are not being given an option of an analog phone when they upgrade.
Right.
So, but still, to me, if you want to see if I were a small business owner out there on Main Street, you know, I don't have a regular business like most people, but if I had one of those businesses, I would get my smartphone and I would start using it to my benefit, and then it would help me understand what my customers are looking for.
Well, I got to tell you, I did a story recently. You talk about apps, and we don't know what we don't know when it comes to apps. And like, okay, what's a good app for me to have? What do I need? I did a story, for example, recently on people who are like plumbers, people who work in hair salons, people who work at farmers markets. Now they have these mobile payment systems.
Yep.
Like Intuit has
yep.
GoPay or GoPayment, and Square has the card
I've
reader.
Got one.
Slips right into your phone.
I got one when I sell books. That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And they're cheap as can be, but without a smartphone, you can't use it.
That's right.
But without the thought of, do I need this? You know, am I selling something? Jeff has no need. You know,
well, but here's what I tell people, Jeff. They don't need they don't need an app for their business, but they do need a mobile site.
True.
And they can look like an app on their screen. You can click on your app, pull up your mobile site, your menu is today, see if I want to have lunch with you.
And they're cheap as can be.
Because
about
$500 at the most.
At the most.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so the technology, do you need an iPad? I think many people could make an argument they could use one. Do they need one? Who knows? But you just got to be open to the possibilities.
But the smartphone is killing the app tablet sales.
The tablet, absolutely.
They are, because
absolutely.
The smartphones have become, folks, I'm increasingly dependent upon mine. Hey, Jeff, good job today. Come back soon.
Always good. Thanks for having me.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Check us out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.